Hello, everyone, and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, bringing our program in, as we usually do, with our theme song, No One Else, by Gregory Stafford. How is the week going for you so far? Anything exciting on the horizon? Anything have smiles in your hearts that you almost can't even figure out? I mean, something about joy is just building up in you and you're not really sure why. Or on the other hand, joy is building up on inside of you and you know exactly why it's building up. I tell you what, nothing like being able to experience peace and joy. Joy and peace. Something about knowing that something good is on the horizon. Well, I think it's good. Whether a person is amongst the poorest among us or all the way up to the richest in our society, it is great when we can experience joy, happiness, because we just anticipate something good will be taking place in our lives. And I've said this before, I really want us to think like this. I want rich people to stop despising middle class and poor people, and I want poor people and middle class to stop resenting rich people. Let's see how we can make changes to our relationships so that we have less stress in our lives. It really is so much better for everyone concerned when we're not coming up with reasons to have all this friction in our relationships. Can you imagine making a decision that we're going to have these feelings of misgiving towards an entire class of people, and we haven't even met most of them? Don't get me wrong. I understand we all make decisions that can cause problems for other people, sometimes deliberately. But not everyone's like that. You know, we talked about that before from an ethnicity standpoint. Someone from a member of this ethnic community raped someone from a member of another ethnic community, and the person who is the victim decides to hate every person who is a member of the community of the person who raped. Come on now. Not everyone raped you. Not everyone stole from you. Not everyone called you bad, ugly names. And so, just the way that's true when it comes to ethnicities, it's that way when it comes to classes, social classes. Let's find reasons to really connect with each other. So, again, I'm hoping that there are going to be some good things. Another business expansion? Hey, great, great, great. Do it right. Do it ethically. Make it count. We're going to be talking about a couple of other things today, at least a couple of other things. We're going to be talking about budgets. We're also going to be talking about prison, the prison system. And this is the way we're going to approach it. When it comes to budgets, we're going to focus on this whole issue of budget proposals made by the House GOP. And we're going to ask the question, is this a budget that builds America? I want you to know now, when I say builds America, I'm talking about the whole nation, the entire nation. Is this one that will help the rich and the middle class and the poor? Will it help every ethnicity? Will it help males and females? Will this be a budget that builds America? Or is it a budget that is designed to build certain sectors of American society while destroying other sectors of American society? We're going to explore that. But we're also going to take a look at, as I mentioned, the prison system, And something that may help, well, that could help, reduce it. We're going to take a look at that. And we're also going to take a look today at loneliness and its impact on us. Loneliness. All right. So when we take a look at what's happening with regards to the prison system and what may help improve by lowering recidivism, and when we take a look at loneliness, we're going to hear what Seeker has to share with us about those two items. And let's start with recidivism. And ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please. I know that we have some people who hear about prison and they start thinking prisoners and they start getting certain images in the brain. And for some people, when start getting those images, certain emotions are evoked. Some people have compassion being evoked. Some people have hatred, hostility evoked. I want you to just be prepared to just hear what's being said. Remember, not just your American hat, but also the heart that our Creator prefers that we all have. Hearts of compassion. Hearts of pity. Hearts of concern. Hearts of sensitivity. As we listen. Because there's something that may be able to be done to help lower recidivism, to cut down significantly on the amount of times that people who are imprisoned get released and then return to prison. We may be able to drop that down. And so I'm asking you to not allow the baser parts of human attitudes to rise to the surface and say, I don't want recidivism lowered. I want it to stay high. I want them to be put back in prison as quickly as they can. Come on. Remember the kind of heart that our Creator wants us to have as we listen to this.
This is the California State Prison at Solano. From the outside looking in, this looks like many other prisons in the U.S. But within these walls is an oasis of green.
I think people take family for granted. You take your life for granted, your health for granted. There are many aspects of life that people take for granted and others aren't so fortunate. You know, and being in the garden and when you realize that you have to live in harmony.
One of the prisons speaking.
With other individuals and nature in general. I think it's critically important. And when you go against that, then you suffer consequences.
All right. So hold on just a minute, because this is Bradley, who is an Insight Garden participant.
There are many aspects of life that people take for granted, and others aren't so fortunate. You know, and being in the garden, and when you realize that you have to live in harmony with other individuals and nature in general, I think it's critically important. And when you go against that, then you suffer consequences. So I really do value life itself. And I can't honestly say that in my past, I had that mental state.
This small corner of nature.
And he is indeed one of the prisoners who's talking about these values that so many who have never been in prison hold dear.
Was established by the Insight Garden Program, an initiative that utilizes horticulture therapy for cognitive and emotional reform.
Before I came to Insight Garden, I still had a lot of, like a chip on my shoulder. When someone would speak to me, either in a very loud noise or voice, I would assume in my mind that they were being abusive towards me. So I would become angry, but Insight Garden has taught me that I'm responsible for my actions. So I have to treat others the way I would like to be treated.
In prison, there's a lot of anxiety about being attacked. There's fear of other people. The part of the brain that is firing when we're either angry or anxious is the temporal lobe, right down the sort of central part of the forehead. And there's another part of the brain in the front, right over the eyes, which you call the prefrontal cortex. when people are subjective to one kind of behavior, for instance, their anger and anxiety mount, and the temporal lobe becomes enlarged. Meanwhile, the prefrontal cortex is diminishing, and balance between the two, the strong emotions take control, and therefore the person becomes more angry or their temper flares. And all of this is not good for post-prison adjustment.
But by incorporating nature, meditation, and hands-on gardening skills, the Insight Garden Initiative provides an opportunity to channel fresh mental pathways and plant new seeds.
Outside the gate, there's a general lack of concern for each other. You know, you're in an environment that is largely negative. When you come inside the gate, it's like a place, a sanctuary. This is a place where I can relax and completely be myself.
And when he says outside the gate, he doesn't mean outside the gate of the entire facility where they're going back into the broader community. When he says outside the gate, he means outside of the gate that encloses of fences that enclose the garden. And when they get outside of that area, that's and they're back with the broader prison population, that's where the game changes.
You know, and I don't mind being vulnerable with the other participants, because honesty and integrity, all that I believe is important if you're going to participate and get anything from this program.
The program first started in San Quentin Prison in 2002 with the simple goal of establishing a place within the prison walls that allowed the men to connect with nature. But after seeing the profound effect the garden had on those who participated, founder Beth Waitkus started thinking bigger.
The mission of the program is to transform lives through connection to nature, ending cycles of mass incarceration, and creating safer, more connected communities both inside and outside prison walls.
And here's the beauty, part of the beauty of this, what is being done in and of itself. But again, something that really makes this beautiful, just another aspect of the beauty of this. And I think that we really should take note of this. This is the program where I encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. Beth Waitkus is a white woman providing this service to prison populations. She saw how well it went at San Quentin, and she wanted it to spread abroad. And remember now, it is no secret that most people who are put into prison are black people. And so she knew that this service she would be helping to provide and spread that has proven to be so beneficial, not only statistically, but, you know, in other words, not just looking at numbers, but looking at real change taking place in the hearts, the minds, the brains of so many people locked up. And so many of those people locked up are black people. She's reaching out with a program that is truly designed to help them tremendously and help the community as a result.
60 to 80% of prisoners are going to be back in court being convicted of something within 3 years. Prisoners who have participated in education or rehabilitation programs and have maintained quality contact with loved ones throughout their prison term have a 15% recidivism rate. So the contrast is stunning. And the Garden Program provides both.
And for many of the program's participants, gardening provides a chance to physically and mentally eliminate negative thought patterns.
Wow. To eliminate negative thought patterns on the physical level and on the mental level. There is more to life. There is a better approach than just saying, just throw, lock them up, throw away the key. Just put them in there and get them away from us. There is a way to help them, truly help them. the recidivism rate going from a range of 60 to 80% down to 15%. Let's get some more on that in just a few.